You're Mine. I'm Steve Bakken, and
I am Scott Hannon, and it is Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Gotta love Friday.
And it quit raining.
Well, some places.
Some places.
Yeah. Temporarily.
It doesn't look like a good weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Flood warning just issued for Walsh County because they had pounded with 5 inches yesterday.
And an urban and small stream flood advisory for Burley and Emmons counties, McLean County, all North Dakota counties south and west of the Missouri River. That is until 4 o'clock Mountain Time today, 5 o'clock Central Time today.
Park River, North Dakota, they have water on the roadways, and the flood warning in Walsh County goes until 1 tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service, Briggs Avenue, Park River's Main Street, flooding at 7 a.m. today. Another significant flooding has been reported in the city this morning, too. Rainfall reports as high as 4.85 inches from the storms that moved through overnight. Grafton, Park River, 3 inches of rain. So, anyway, the runoff from the excessive rain likely to cause flooding to occur in several Walsh County communities. Park River, Grafton, Minto, Adams, Conway, Edinburgh, and Fairdale. So, busy spot, busy spot. I yesterday saw Tom Campbell, Senator Tom Campbell of Campbell Farms. He was on the program with us yesterday, and he said, "Does everybody listen to What's on Your Mind?" I said, "Well, I hope so. That's the goal." He said, because a lot of his fellow potato grower friends were giving him a bad time about his comment yesterday with us on the air, Steve, that really they could take all of June to get the planting done.
They might need it this year.
Yeah, they might need it. Exactly right.
Have rice patties been a traditional staple for farmers in North Dakota? Maybe we should look into that. Get Doug Gehring on the phone. We'll ask him.
A lot of corn is, you know, that was intended to be planted and not going to happen, matter of fact. So, in fact, I saw a study, a county extension report, rather, that they were anticipating as much as 20,000 acres of corn would be planted in Cavalier County. They're going to be back to 5,000. Which was a record last year, so it's still a lot of corn, but less than folks were thinking. Anyway, welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken, and I'm Scott Hannon, and we are pretty much guest free today. Dale Wetzel's going to join us in the second hour to do a preview of the Dale Wetzel Show and a little edition of Ask the Newsman. But in the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. What is on your mind? Steve and I often ask each other that question on the program, and we'll share a couple of things that are on our mind. But we want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 or email us KFYR@clearchannel.com.
Scott, what is on your mind today? Because I know we were going to open up the phones and kind of put out a couple teaser topics and
I want to know if I'm normal or nuts.
You're that's nuts. You're just nuts. We were discussing
earlier. Wait a minute. You can't say I'm nuts without me saying.
Oh, wait a minute. Might I bias our listeners?
Well, no.
All right, fine. What is on your mind today, Scott?
Generically, you're saying nuts rather than normal. That's fine. I want to know on this particular topic whether I'm normal or nuts, okay?
So, okay. All right. Now, you clarified. You got to clear that up.
There is a study that's been in my craw all week long. We briefly mentioned it earlier in the week, but it is a study concerning, I'll start this way. In 1960, 11% of households in America, women were the sole primary breadwinner. Okay, you following that? 1960, mm-hmm. Women were the primary breadwinners in 11% of households with children.
Happy days, Leave It to Beaver days.
Okay, now the important caveat there is households with children. Today, 40% of households with children are led by women that are the primary breadwinner. I think that's a bad sign. I think that's a bad thing for families. I think it's a bad thing for America. And let me tell you why before you jump to the
I want to know why.
Good conclusion.
I really do.
That I'm nuts. Because I think a woman's job in a household with children is to be a mother first. Okay? I think the reason women are walking the planet Earth is to be moms. First and foremost. No, not all of them are. And obviously that opens up all kinds of possibilities. And obviously we have a free will. You can choose to do whatever you should be. And I'm not suggesting people not have the free will to decide what's best for them, what's best for their family. You know, There's healthcare needs, there's insurance, there's housing, there's food. You got to do what you got to do. So don't think I'm going completely Neanderthal here. But I am suggesting that the ideal situation would be more 1960 than it would be what we find in this new survey. Am I normal or am I nuts?
Great. That would be ideal, and that would be good for the family, right?
I don't think that's viewed as ideal, though, in today's society. I think if someone decides to say, no, I'm not going to have daycare raise my kids, I'm going to raise my kids, I think they're viewed as nuts.
Hey, if they have the financial wherewithal, great. You know, if that's what you want to do as a couple, and you want to decide that one's going to stay home, and actually with the way daycare is now, it in some cases, the finances don't pencil out to be in the workforce. It really doesn't. You're almost better off in a lot of cases, especially if you have multiple children, if one parent stays home. Now, why do you say it has to be the woman, Scott?
I just say that's what women are on this earth for. Women are better.
Barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen?
Did I say that?
No.
Did I say that women should be barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen? Please, please don't put words into my mouth.
I'm sorry, but how do you not jump to that conclusion? And I apologize for jumping to the conclusion, but stating that, how do you not make that assumption?
Because I'm just talking about what I think is the ideal situation. And I think 1960 is better for families than 2013. 11% to 40%. Again, I'm not suggesting that people not have a free will and decide what's best for them. I'm just saying, why is it that society does not celebrate moms who are moms, rather than being, what we're celebrating is, oh, look at this, my gosh, 40% of women now lead households with children are the sole breadwinners. You know, that we're championing that. We ought to be championing, hey, how many moms are doing without in their families and aren't climbing career ladders because they see their primary role as raising children?
What if dad wants to stay home with the kids?
Well, that'd be fine. And then, look, I'm not suggesting that there are not all kinds of different circumstances in America. There's always going to be. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying, why is it we think it's nuts to stay home with your kids? I think you can trace everything that's bad in the decline of families. And that's why I think it's unfortunate. But I want to know whether you think I'm normal or whether I'm nuts.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott, I think you're nuts.
Ron and Cavalier, let's go to Ron and Cavalier and see if he thinks I'm nuts. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hi, Scott and Steve. I don't know if both of you are normal in my mind, but normalcy isn't the thing here, because normal simply means the statistical mediocrity. You know, God has called us to be excellent, to walk in wisdom, and husbands and wives need to work together with their kids. So to blame the problem on women working outside the home, to me, that misses the mark. The problem is more that the man is working outside the home. Children are growing without dads.
Well, there's a whole nother topic without question. You know, one of the reasons, by the way, that mothers are now the top earners in 4 of 10 households is because of more and more single moms. And, you know, there's some responsibility there as well. I would concur with you on that. And by the way, I'm not saying, hey, you know, woman, you stay home, raise kids. Husband, you go out, make money. I have 2 daughters. I love the fact that they can do whatever they choose to do and have more opportunities. And they ought to be paid the same for, you know, the same amount of work. All that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think we as society say it's a good thing for moms to stay home with kids and give up that career. That's what I think is
wrong. I'm a retired homeschool dad. We graduated 5 kids in homeschooling, and I've watched homeschool families over the years, and it's dawned on me, you know, there are different types of homeschool families, and in some cases the dad is out there raising the bucks and the mom is home teaching. And yet, sometimes in my mind, that's not quite satisfactory. The dad needs to spend time with these kids. He needs to be talking and working with the kids.
No question about it. And I hope you didn't, anything I said didn't suggest otherwise. But, it, you know, to me, I'm just saying a primary role of a mom is to nurture the children, right? In my view. I think moms are so good at that. But, I mean, dads are a protector. They're a teacher. They're, you know, I mean, I'm suggesting that the ideal situation is a dad and a mom providing for the family, protecting the family, teaching their family, nurturing their family together.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess I'm in agreement with you, but that view isn't normal. Or that view isn't normal, but it is excellent.
I agree with you. It isn't normal, and that's what I think is wrong. See, let us know if you agree or disagree. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Anything goes. It's a fun Friday today. Give us a call. Leon, you're next. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Leon in Fargo, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Scott. Scott, I got a question for you. Why do you hate women? What's with you conservatives in your war on women? It's just nuts.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Far from it. I love women, and...
I'm kidding.
Okay. All right. I knew this topic would come with some peril, but I think it's more about how society views women that decide to stay home, not suggesting that any other choice is a bad one. Okay?
Well, I think you're completely spot on. I think that the problem we have in society now is we have essentially emasculated men, and we've given women way too much testosterone. And I think our chemical imbalance as a society is out of whack. I do. I believe that for a while now. I mean, and you think about it, it all goes back to the breakdown of the family. But it also, what you have to look at are things like subsidizing the single mom, which is not entirely a bad thing, but especially in minority communities, and I'm, you know, of that community, that's what I saw growing up. I saw women that did not need a man because the government kind of subsidized them, so they really didn't need them, you know, a guy around for anything other than entertainment. I mean,
Leon,
some were funny, stupid things.
Let me ask you a question. What's better, a woman who is subsidized and on government programs, or a woman who goes out and makes her own way in the workforce? And we're talking single moms. What's better?
Ideally, you want a man and a woman in the home. But I think the woman that goes out and tries to make it on her own is teaching her children self-reliability.
Absolutely. I concur with that completely. We're really just... Sorry, Leon, go ahead and finish.
No, I'm sorry. You know me. I tend to talk too much. So you go ahead and I'll finish up my comment when you're done.
No, you go ahead, because we're got a full bank of calls. We're going to go to the calls. Give us your best shot to go here.
Well, okay. A single mom, government subsidized, is teaching her children, in my opinion, that your personal responsibility can be given to another entity. You don't have to really take responsibility for your actions. The mom had the children. The government subsidizes the children. The children grow up not having a sense of self-reliability, self-sustainability. A mom that goes out and works, you know, the single mom, is showing her kids, I took responsibility for my actions. I had you beautiful children, and I am subsidizing your life, our life, and that's great.
So I'm normal, not nuts, in your view?
You're absolutely normal, and if you're nuts, then I'm nuts.
All right. Well, we're keeping track here today. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it, Leon. Dave in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Dave.
Oh, hi. It's good to hear you guys. And I want to tell you, Scott, I agree with you. My primary focus is that it's a couple decision. My wife and I were strong Christians. We've been in the homeschooling. We made a conscious decision when we got married. We got married out in the early 90s that as long as we didn't have kids and she wanted to work out of the home, that was fine. But once we had kids, she felt it was her responsibility. Now, I realize this is a Christian worldview, and not everybody shares that. But I also work in our church with a boys program called Oil Rangers, and I deal with kids from families whose dads are absent or non-existent. And I've just seen the whole moral decay that's been going on in our country just through these families. And it's sad. And, you know, men got to step up to the plate. And they've got to decide whether the boat, the four-wheeler, the RV is more important than maybe their wife being at home nurturing and the dad spending time with his kids at home. And doing things, we drive old vehicles, we made sacrifices on account of this, we've got one more to graduate in a couple of years, and it's a personal choice, but I'll tell you what, it's a very fulfilling choice, and I feel it's all part of what God has created us to do together, we're to be a partnership, and God has given us specific roles to fulfill these responsibilities as parents and husbands and wives, and I think they're very normal.
Hey, by the way, kudos to every homeschool parent out there, because I tell you what, there is a sacrifice. If you homeschool your kids, you are sacrificing. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary, and I don't think they get enough credit. Again, I think a lot of times they're viewed as nuts. You homeschool your kids, are you nuts? And I don't think that's nuts at all. I think
it's considered outside the norm, and that's not really should be the case, because if you could stand up and homeschool your parents, kudos for you.
Or your kids.
Yeah, your kids.
Actually, they do a pretty good job of homeschooling us. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Dave. Great to hear from you.
Let's go to Margie and Mandan. Margie, what's on your mind today?
Okay. I am calling. First of all, I do agree with you. Okay. But
with who? With who?
With who?
Who's normal
Scott
and who's
or
not
Steve?
Here?
Yeah, for being normal. I like the idea of women staying home and taking care of their kids.
See, I'm more normal than you think, Steve. I'm not quite as nuts as you think.
No, you were nuts.
So that was first. What else was on your mind, Margie?
Okay, it's Medicare and what they pay. Now, I'll make it as brief as possible. In September, I was up on a terrace in our backyard. We have a three-tiered terrace and then a flight of cement blocks. And for steps. And I was on the top. I fell down. I hit the steps. I rolled quite a bit on the ground. And my husband and I totally do not remember this, okay? This is what I'm told was happened. My husband got me to the hospital. And the emergency room checked me out. And again, I had absolutely no memory. I woke up in the hospital later that day, and I did recognize my family that was there, and I understand I was kind of capable of carrying on a conversation with the emergency room doctors that my leg hurt and my head hurts and stuff. Well, if this was your wife, girlfriend, sister, what would you expect the hospital to do to the patient?
Find out what happened. Get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened is they put me in the hospital as an inpatient. And I was there for the rest of that day, the evening, and into later in the afternoon of the next day.
That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it, though, Margie? They're trying to find out what's wrong. They don't want to send you home without having some more answers.
Okay, now here's my point. Got a letter from Medicare. They are not accepting that I needed to go, that I needed to have any inpatient services whatsoever.
Well, tell them to take it up with the doctor that made the decision.
They did, and it has been appealed. And it says, after reviewing the claim for inpatient service, we...
Margie, hang on if you would. We'll try and connect you with somebody that can help off the air here. Mary and Bismarck waiting. Kevin in West Fargo, too. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
From the studios of 550 Bismarck, 550 K-Fire, rather, in Bismarck, this is What's On Your Mind, also broadcasting to KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, Williston, Watford City. Pick up the patch day in Watford City tomorrow. Hope folks head to the Watford City Civic Center at 8:30, and between 8 and 8:30, they'll get their maps, their gloves, and their safety vests. Listen to this, Steve. You and I should be doing this, because you clean up from 8:30 to 12:30. Then they have lunch for volunteers from 12:30 to 2. Then you clean up from 2 to 4, and then you get dinner.
Wow.
How about that?
You know what would make that better?
Caramel rolls?
Caramel rolls in the morning.
Yeah, we've been talking about caramel rolls all morning. Anyway, so way to go to all the folks that are coming together to pick up the patch tomorrow in Watford City. It'll be a fun day. Anyway, and also AM 1100, the Flag Fargo. The five stations all across the Northern Plains that bring you What's On Your Mind, and we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, back to the phones. Kevin in West Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, guys.
Hello, sir.
You're not definitely not nuts, Scott. And I got a couple of ideas here. One is, here, let me turn the key off. We won't even go to the secular side. You know, God created the family for a reason. People have a role, and the stats are out there. This isn't a new argument. Kids that have come from a whole family, whole being a mother and a father, do better all the way around. But having said that, you guys are missing the economic part of this. If you single mother households, here there's a lot of points here I'd like to make. Number one is when you say they're the sole breadwinner. Now, are we including being on government, assistance there, or are we counting working? But bottom line is the poverty rate for children to single mother households is through the roof. And I don't know who coined the phrase, but as the family goes, so goes the country. You know, so the whole poverty thing is all that covers everybody, secular, non-secular, because that sounds like the argument you guys were having earlier.
Kevin, is part of the problem, Kevin, some of the semantics. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about single mother household, which is so often the case, maybe single parent household, because why is it in this society that mothers wind up getting stuck with the kids while the father in a divorce or whatever the case may be
stuck with the kids
gets to run around and have a life in a lot of cases.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Scott probably can verify this, but I think this started with the New Deal in the 60s. You know, the fight out of the war on poverty and everything. When women were told that, you know what, don't worry about it. If you've got a child, we'll help you out. We'll give you an apartment. We'll give you subsidence for food, whatever else. But there's a condition here. There can't be a man around. I mean, how wrong is that?
And I think where you're going with this, Kevin, is the economics of this are somewhat driven by government. I'm with you. In other words, first of all, people should do what's best for them. I'm not advocating anything, that they have a free will, and if it's best for the husband and the mother to work, and the mother happens to out-earn the husband because they choose to have what they want to have, that's their choice. I'm just saying, why is it that we as a society think it's bad when moms say, you know what, I'm going to stay home? and we jump up and down and say, hey, isn't this fantastic? 40% of households with children are led by women who are the sole breadwinners. Oh, they're out there making money. Isn't that great? We're cheerleading the wrong things here. But part of the reason this is happening is because everything costs more and government takes more. So government's partly to blame. I think that's where you're going, Kevin. Is that right?
Well, there is a stigma there. My wife stayed home, and we, you know, your last caller there, she, we had our first child, and she was 1 year old or a year and a half, and she got pregnant with my second daughter. And you know what? It tore my wife up, dropping my first child off. And that's a normal, that's normal for a mother to want to stay home. She might have every intention of her career after, you know, before she has children, but guess what? And that is God's got as much to do with that drive to stay home and raise your children as he did with setting up the family the way he did. You know, and I think that's what happened to part of the women's movement, why it fell apart, because, you know, a lot of these gals realized after they had a family of their own, you know what, this is kind of cool. This is like where I should be with my children. And if you can do it. I mean, there's always that caveat.
Kevin, what if a couple sits down and decides that she has a better job, the wife has a better job, a better career path, he wants to stay home with the family? Is there anything wrong with that?
Of course not.
Ooh, if it was me, I'd be home all day.
I mean, I would too. I mean, I love it, but I'm not as good at...
be watching Days of Our Lives.
...at the things kids need as a mom. I don't think that makes me sexist or nuts. And by the way, the normal list is growing here. Kevin said I'm normal too, so only you so
you
far
what?
Think I'm not, Steve.
I got to tell you something. I don't mean that. I couldn't be home all day and do what my wife does.
No, I'm the same way. Yeah, but I'd go crazy in 2 days. It takes a special, and that's why I believe that's what they're on this earth to do. Kevin, thanks.
You know, that brings up another question. What's the value of being a stay-at-home mom? You know, that's a job. That's a job, and quite often it's a career. What's the monetary value of that when you start factoring in what's that worth?
Rewards that cannot be put into dollars and cents.
Let's go to Mary, 1-800-228-0550, 258-0550, locally in the Bismarck-Mandan area. Mary, what's on your mind in Bismarck?
I totally applaud that idea. And when we were having children, it quickly became apparent that if we wanted a home, if we wanted to provide college for our children, et cetera, I was going to have to work, and I begrudgingly did it knowing I needed to do it to take care of my family. But if I could have stayed home with them, I would have done it in a heartbeat. And I'm in a position where I occasionally see the younger families come through, and I'm starting to hear more of the younger mothers going, I'm staying home with my children. And I just think wonderful, wonderful, because I don't care what argument you use, I believe that the family is hurt when at least one of the parents cannot be there. In our situation, we were very fortunate that I worked full-time. My husband was a farmer, so he obviously worked more than full-time, but he had his off-seasons, and when he was in his off-season, he could be there with the kids. So, you know, we were very, very fortunate in that regards. But yeah, I really applaud these women that say, you know what, I don't have to bend to the pressure of being a professional. I can stay home and be with my children. And I'm glad that we've advanced enough so that there are those, if they say, you know what, I would rather be a professional, that they can do that too, that they have that option. And it's good to see that the fathers can, you know, now make that choice as well. But
Mary, when you sat down and made the decision to have a family, and you made the decision that you needed to work for some of the other opportunities that you wanted for your children, because there are opportunities that are afforded by both parents working.
Right.
There are some good opportunities there. Then it's a question of balance, and it's a juggling act of you stepping up, your husband stepping up to make sure that you're both there for the kids. And I think you can do that.
Of course you can, and it happens every single day. I think the point is, you know, and by the way, I don't think this is necessarily a political thing. Juan Williams was on Fox News in a discussion about this, Juan Williams being a very left-leaning a commentator formerly of NPR. He called this statistic of the record number of female breadwinners indicative of something going terribly wrong in American society. And I think the alarming number, when you've got 40% and the people are considered nuts if they decide to do what Mary
said, hey, she ultimately made this decision to do, or some of those younger moms you were talking about decide to do, that they think that's nuts. What? You're staying home with your kids? Come on. Get in the workforce. Get in the 40%. Come be the leading breadwinner. That is not good for the future of this country.
No, it's not. I'm glad we've advanced to the stage where we can say, well, maybe the dad will stay home. I think in a lot of cases the mother could be better at it at home. But maybe she chose a better profession.
But I think we're trying to suggest that that women do it best because that's what they're put on this earth to do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree that most, I won't say all women. I've seen some doozies. that's what their gift is.
Well, thanks for weighing in, Mary. Appreciate the call. Nicole and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Nicole.
I am calling because I was questioning what it is when you say that it is my job. I was put on the earth to do a job of raising kids. I guess I would disagree that that's my sole purpose of being here. If a woman is not able to have kids, she has no purpose.
No, I don't mean it's the sole purpose. I just say that overwhelmingly, isn't that what a job of a mom is to do? Of a woman to do, to raise a family, be a mother? And obviously that doesn't always happen. So that I'm not suggesting then all of a sudden you have less worth. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying, in my view, mothers, females, that ultimately are moms, nurture their children. I mean, that's the primary role of women in society, wouldn't you say?
I would agree that it is a part of my role in society, is that I should be nurturing my children. However, we do have kids that are in school 8 hours a day. We also have all kinds of outside influences. And so when my kids are in school all day, I should not be out in the workforce. So it's not good for our country for me to be out in the workforce and be showing my children that I should be working hard for my money and there's
not at all.
Why we can afford things?
Not at all. Not at all. But I would hope your kids say, hey, my most important job is you. It's you, kids. You're my most important job. You're more important than anything else. That's what I'm saying. And I don't think you heard me saying that you shouldn't be out. I'm saying everybody ought to decide for themselves. I'm just saying this. Here's what I'm trying to get at. In 1960, 11% of households with children, the women were the primary breadwinner. Today it's 40%. I don't think that's progress. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think
that's a
trend that is good for America.
Scott, here's the difference. And Nicole, I want to ask your question on this. Because, Scott, you said at the role, there's a difference between being a woman and a mom. And now, if you choose to be a mom, if you choose that that's your role, great. If you choose not to have that be your role, if you have your husband be that role or whatever the scenario may be, that's fine, too. But to say that it's the woman's primary role to be a mom, I think you can draw a line between that. Nicole, am I right?
You can. I guess, to say that what is going on, the 11% to 40% is indicative of something going terribly wrong in our society. I think that's where, I'm disagreeing with your statement, is that we as a society are also showing that, we need to show our children that we got to be out of the household too, and
one
be nuts. Strong and be able to sustain
Nicole,
ourselves without government help.
Sorry to cut you off. We're up against the break, but one person thinks I'm nuts. There you go. More of your
there
answers
you
coming up.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott Nuts, or am I off key here? Or what do you think? We want to know what's on your mind. In fact, Chris, if you're in there producing, can you call Scott's wife? I want to ask Maria if she's supposed to be pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen, if that's her job. No. That's her role.
Of course, that's what I said, right? I mean, I said that many times. I said that's the only role for women. That's where they should be. Yeah, good.
Well, let's see if we'll.
I knew there was great peril in raising this issue, but I am by the way.
See, I'm not married. I'm kind of off the hook on this.
Of the people who called on this particular issue, I believe the tally is 5 saying Scott is normal and only 1 saying Scott is nuts.
Well,
so.
All right.
Next hour, we're going to have to do whether Steve's normal or nuts.
Yeah,
but somebody else wants to weigh in on whether or not I'm nuts or not. Pat in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're on What's On Your Mind. How you doing?
You are crazy.
I am?
Yes, because guys can do a good job raising children.
I didn't say they couldn't, though.
No, but you're saying we're second rate.
Aha.
Aren't you?
Well, I'm saying ideal, I think, for kids is for, you know, a mom and a mother, because I think women are wired to be more nurturing than men are.
But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that, for instance, you know, single dads out there raising kids don't do a fabulous job.
Pat, I'm glad to hear you're not nurturing.
Many examples. So I'm not dogging anybody that is in a different situation. I'm just saying, if we were to sketch out the perfect scenario, it's a mother, it's a father, it is a mom as a nurturer, a husband as a provider, protector.
Well, it was yesteryear, you know, but we're moving on and we're moving on ahead. I just wanted to give you my 2 cents.
So, in other words, you think is that old time thinking? Am I like dating myself with some kind of fuddy duddy with this way of thinking?
You might be. It's a new world.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think Pat is right. It's a new world, and I think that's what people think. I just am in the old world.
Actually, it's a new world when it comes to superheroes as well. I just read this morning. The latest Marvel Comics X-Men issue looks different than any other issue in the comics' 50-year history because for the first time, all the X-Men are women, and none of them are pregnant in the kitchen, Scott.
Hmm.
Yeah, all the X-Men team, Storm, Rogue, Jubilee, Kitty, Rachel Gray, all women. See, comic books, too.
Once again.
Comic books, too, Scott.
Yeah. Anyway, my wife's not on the phone yet, so let's go to Karen in North Fargo. So sad they haven't been able to get a hold of my wife yet.
Yeah, whatever.
Put me in the hot box here. Karen, North Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. In Clinton's second term in the late 1990s, they limited welfare to 2 years at a time, 5 years lifetime. So nobody can spend like 3 years just hanging around at home. If they've got a child, they've got to work.
And it worked, by the way. Welfare to work worked very well. Has worked well.
I think you could have a couple where not only does the woman earn more, but the man can be the better parent.
I'm a fan of that. I'm a big fan of that. You know, if you can bring the two families or the two wages together, you present more opportunities for the children as well.
So basically, I think it's up to the couple, one of them homeschooling, however they think is best to do it.
So am I normal or am I nuts, Karen?
You're normal, so there's no need to call Maria.
How about that? Okay.
You're trying to let him off the hook.
Hope we're keeping track of this. Another Karen in Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, I think if parents would take the time to sit down with their children for a supper meal and visit with them, I think we'd have a lot less problems in this world.
But see, you know,
I agree with you.
Even that's more difficult now, and certainly in the households where the mother is the primary breadwinner, that's going to be tougher, right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So is that a good trend or a bad trend, Karen?
Pardon?
Is it a good trend or a bad trend?
Well, I think it's a good thing if they would do that, but if it's bad, if they don't have time to sort out their issues and, you know, teach their children things, you know?
You know, part of it, though, with the fast-paced of society now, the kids are off at basketball or hockey practice.
Right.
You just don't have those opportunities.
So 7-2 now. I'm normal, not nuts. I love it. Okay.
All right, let's go to back to the phone. Oh, did we get her?
Yes.
Okay. Maria, is Scott nuts? Are you supposed to be pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen? Is that your job?
Really,
is that your role?
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Thank you. It's not what I'm saying, but it's what Steve is hearing over and over and over again.
I don't know how you don't hear that.
No, what I think he is saying is that, well, here's my opinion. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but here's our opinion as we have made our family, I think, is that God intended, and we try to base everything on what God intended, and so maybe when people are not using that as their central basis for raising their family, they do have other priorities, and that's fine. I'm not going to judge what other people want to do, but I do think if we all follow what God intended us to do, it does lead to a stronger society. And so my belief is that if women and men in a marriage decide what is the best way to raise their children as God-loving people, then one of the parents, and it doesn't have to necessarily be the mother, but one of the parents has to be a primary caregiver for...
There you go. There you go.
Maria, thanks for letting us know Scott's not nuts.
I'm not nuts. I love it.
Biased as she may be.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't touch that dial. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.